AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A closely divided Supreme Court has heard arguments over a Texas law regulating abortion clinics. Mark Smith with more.
While backers of both sides chanted outside, inside lawyers debated the law mandating tougher safety measures and hospital admitting privileges for clinic doctors. Its author, state lawmaker Jody Laubenberg, says women need the protection.
That is what this is all about, quality of care.
But lead plaintiff Amy Hagstrom Miller of Whole Woman's Health says the only purpose is shutting clinics down.
It is harsh. And it does nothing to advance medical health for women.
If the now eight justices deadlock, they could let the law stand, or they could rehear the case when they're back at full strength. Mark Smith, Washington.
A House committee formed to investigate fetal tissue research holds its first hearing. Democrats calling the panel a witch hunt that could endanger abortion providers and others involved in the research. Committee chair, Tennessee Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn.
There is something going on and something that deserves investigating, and it demands our best moral and ethical thinking.
University of Wisconsin professor of law and bioethics Alto Charo tells the committee fetal tissue research has helped save lives.
Diseases do not discriminate. And the beneficiaries of this research come from every place on the political, religious, geographic, and economic spectrum.
A Montgomery, Alabama police officer is charged with murder and the shooting death of a black man right outside Colvin Hinson's door. Hinson says he doesn't understand why Gregory Gunn was killed.
I tip my hat to him because we do need him. I just want to know if the protocol is to shoot an unarmed man down dead in front of somebody's house anytime they feel like it.
Authorities initially said Gunn was holding a stick or cane and had struggled with 23-year-old Officer Aaron Smith. Hinson says a stick is an extension handle for a paint roller that belongs to him. This is AP Radio News. Massachusetts Republican Governor Charlie Baker is the latest party leader to say he would not vote for GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump in November. Baker made the comments in response to questions about Trump's victories in seven Super Tuesday primaries. Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, who peaked early in the polls, says in a statement that he can't see a path forward to the GOP nomination. While not officially suspending his campaign, Carson won't be at tomorrow's debate in Detroit. President Obama honors the University of Alabama Crimson Tide national champion football team.
This is the fourth time I have hosted Alabama here at the White House. So clearly, I brought you some good luck. In fact, you could call me Obama.
Alabama won college football's national championship in a come-from-behind victory over Clemson back in January. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.